I'm in the process of filling my portfolio, my Bus 12 portfolio, which are the companies that I think are going to benefit most from artificial intelligence and machine learning as they solve problems for you and I. And I think one of the best examples to understand how that works and how it's happened in the past is Netflix. And I want to walk you through Netflix and how it got to where it is as a result of its ability to solve problems. Now, two other companies that I think fall into that category as well that are going to benefit from artificial intelligence is Adobe and Salesforce. And I want to walk through there as to how I see AI and machine learning changing their perspective and changing how they're going to solve problems for you and I. That's the essence of what technology is all about. If it doesn't solve a problem, then nobody's interested in. And if the TAM, the total addressable market, isn't large enough, it really doesn't make any difference. Let me put it to you this way. If you have a problem and you're the only person that has the problem, you need a psychiatrist, not a company to help you. So let's explore that and see if we can't figure out why that Netlist, Adobe, and Salesforce should be in the Bus 12. This is not financial advice. This is me sharing my perspective on how the world is going to change, who's going to benefit from it, and who is going to deliver that benefit. This is not financial advice.
Best of Us Investors presents Kerry Griegmeier.
In 2007, broadband connection to the internet was available to roughly 50% of the households in the United States. It then moved up over the years. That made Netflix possible. That's right. Before broadband became in the majority of homes in the United States, streaming was not possible. But streaming became possible and continued to grow from 2007 and on. What problem did that solve? Well, for a family of four back then, a movie ticket cost $8.50. And thus, if you had a family of four, that cost you somewhere in the neighborhood of $35. When you got done buying the popcorn and the soda, you were spending $60 to entertain the family with a movie. And along came a company called Netflix that brought that pricing down from $60 for one movie to $8.33 for all the movies you could consume in 30 days. And that solved a problem. And that was the birth of streaming and the birth of Netflix. What I believe is that this same kind of availability, solving problems, will occur in the future as a result of artificial intelligence. Let me give you some perspective. What if, in fact, Netflix had, as a result of communicating with you through a bot on their website, they knew what you liked to watch, and the movies that you and your family enjoyed, and they then came to you, and rather than presenting you a montage of thousands of thumbnails that you have to sort through to try to find the movie you want to watch Friday night, they came and said, based on your past viewing experience and the study or the survey that you filled out and what's available today, this is what you should be watching, or this is what we think you would most enjoy at this time. That will happen as a result of artificial intelligence. And then let me show you how that will affect their price. Here is in fact a chart that I created that shows the evolution of these three companies, Netflix, Adobe, and Salesforce, from 2007 through today. And as what you can see is, as the technology for them to deliver their product more effectively and more efficiently, they grow. Now, what I also want you to know, if you're investing in growth stocks, there are three numbers that are immensely important. And that is the first three numbers you need to look at if you're analyzing those stocks. And they are revenue, and revenue. If they have the ability to grow their revenue at a rate greater than 20% over five consecutive quarters, they are a growth company and they will expand accordingly. Again, going back to Netflix, they had, as broadband became available through the United States, their revenue grew and grew and grew. Then as broadband became available in other parts of the world, Netflix TAM, total addressable market, grew, and the stock price grew. The same thing happened with Adobe as a few people became interested in manipulating photographs, mostly professionals. And then if you will follow that transition, as YouTube became a larger channel of viewership than television, the desire to manipulate video and present video has grown. Will that grow with artificial intelligence and machine learning? Yes, it's going to change dramatically the ability for me to change and to produce better videos. I would say there is a good chance that someday in the near future, Netflix will come knocking on my door and say, would you like to present your videos on our channel as opposed to or in addition to that of YouTube? Why would I be able to do that? Why would they want? Creativity is changing. As a sidebar, recognize how this is going to be facilitated even faster as the actors and the writers in California are on strike. That is going to wake up the Netflix of the world and say, wow, let's take a look at what's over here on YouTube and these creators who have been able to produce their product and make that, thus then make it available to us through the use of Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Premiere, and some of the other Adobe products. So do I see Adobe as a beneficiary of artificial intelligence and machine learning? Yes, it's already presenting itself to me as a creator. And then what about Salesforce? Well, Salesforce is what is called customer relations management. In other words, and that was something that was only available to the large companies in the past. But right now, I have roughly 170,000 YouTube customers. I need to have the ability to manage those companies, to analyze their viewing. I have many of their email addresses, and then to facilitate me delivering my product more effectively to them through their website that I'm building. So Salesforce now, which was something that was only available to large companies, is reaching down to people like me who are trying to build a business and communicate on a more effective and artificial intelligence created basis so that we can grow our businesses. I guess what I'm saying to you is what was only available to Jeff Bezos and Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg in the past as a result of artificial intelligence and the manipulation of data, of video, that will all become available to you and I. The world will change. I might even replace some movie star as one of the Academy Award winners in the future because of the delivery of my product on Netlist someday in the future. Is that possible? Yes. And it's probable because the world is changing and these people are exploring the avenues to make the world change. Again, use the Netflix example. It has changed the world entirely, movie-going habits. Barbie had a good weekend, but the cost of producing Barbie and then the cost of putting it out in the theaters and then what it cost you to go see it, you aren't going to do that every night, but you will go to Netlist. And if Netlist can up its game and help me find the videos that I want, that Nita and I want to watch, they're going to improve my life. They're going to solve a problem for me because right now it is a problem. Okay? Then you need to look at the other changes. I would encourage you to go find the interview with David Faber and the CEO, what is Iber is his name, of Disney. Disney is in the mix of change. I'm looking very carefully. Do I want Disney in Bus 12? We'll address that another day. Again, let me give you an overview. Bus 13 is pretty much full. It's 21 stocks that are basically doing what broadband did in 2007, and changing the ability to deliver the internet. That has to happen again. And what I'm telling you is your mobile device and your desktop is not going to be able to handle the capacity and the deliverability that artificial intelligence and machine learning are going to present. So what does that mean? You're going to need a new phone. You're going to need a new desktop. You're going to need a new laptop. That's where the world is going. I have put in Bus 13 all the companies that are changing the infrastructure. Bus 12 will now be the companies that are going to deliver artificial intelligence. Bus 14 will be the stocks that are going to break the cartel that controls our medical world. We are going to switch from medical care to medical cure, and it's going to be driven by artificial intelligence, and then it's going to go ballistic when machine learning comes in. That's what I do. I have a vision of the future. I got a little ahead of the future with genome sequencing and genome editing, but that's going to be on Bus 14. I'm Kerry Grinkmeyer. I'm a retired financial advisor. I spend most of my life right now finding opportunities for you to invest and then sharing them in my bus portfolios. If you want to get on the bus, go into the description, find the link to get on the bus, and we'll travel this road together.